Hello, this is Positive Phil, and I appreciate you being here. All right, let's do this. Give it up for yourself and believe in what makes you feel good, right? Believe in what makes you happy. Believe in the dreams you've always wanted to come true. I know you can do it. I'm trying. If you have any suggestions, come on the show, positivephil.com. Today, we welcome Emmett Savage. He is the CEO and Chief Investor at MyWallST.com. It's a resource designed to help people become confident and invest successfully. It's a learn and invest app. I like it. I'm on it right now. I downloaded it. See, the financial industry and the stock market can be a little daunting. All the jargon and all of the different opportunities out there. So it's good that there are people like Emmett that's built a platform that can help people along their way. Let's listen to a clip of our conversation.
What guides Emmett?
That's wonderful. You know, that is the best question I think I've ever been asked, because my intuition, whenever I've overridden my intuition or my hunch with the words of someone who knows more, it appears that my hunch was right. And I believe, that a hunch is the word, it's the culmination of everything you've ever learned about something brought to a single dot, a single thing inside you. And you and I and everyone listening, we walk and we live our lives and we absorb information. And it then measures up against our internal values, which is a complex set of things that come from so many sources. And then your hunch literally tells you what you believe, and you got to go with it. I so totally believe in my inner voice. And what inspires me is that I know what I'm doing is done with good purpose. I know we are going to.
There it is. I hope you're building life and your business with good purpose. I love it. So we'll make that introduction. Just be yourself. To be who you are is to be enough. To share who you are is to share enough. To do what you love is to do enough. I have a place that I like to visit called Motivation Corner, and let me take you there. All of our dreams can come true if we have the courage to pursue them. And instead of freaking out about these constraints and hurdles that we have in life, let's embrace them. Let them guide you. Our chief want in life is someone who shall make us do what we can. This is the service of a friend. With them, we are easily great. So find that person. Find that person that can help you along the way. And don't worry about being successful, but work toward being significant, and the success will follow you. And never forget why you started, and never forget that passion. There is nothing more beautiful than someone who goes out of their way to make life beautiful for others. To make life beautiful for others. Team. 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 Not just you. But you already know that. You have to believe it before you see it. Be so good so that no one can ignore you. And be the change you wish to see in the world. That's Mahatma Gandhi. Let's give it up. That's a little my motivational corner. Woo! That gets me fired up. Let's have a deep breath, everybody. Put our hands together for Emmett Savage.
My Wall Street mission is to get the world investing successfully, which is a big mission. And in fact, we have a vision here to create 1 billion successful investors around the world.
Jeez.
1 billion with a B.
That's a billion with a B. It's a lot of people. And that's going to take more years and more resources than I can guess right now. But we are on the road. We have touched the lives of 2 million new investors with our two mobile apps, which I'll tell you a little about, I'm sure, in due course.
A resource, My Wall Street, a resource designed to help people become confident and successful investors through its Learn and Invest apps. You have over 25 years of stock investing experience and is passionate about helping people. So I started in the penny stock or small cap back in 2000. I moved from Wisconsin to California. I was at the end of the dot-com, right? And everybody was either making money or losing money, but it was really hard to try to find that gem, that company that stands out.
Sure. I mean, I was there too. I lived through that era as well, Phil, and I remember it well that everybody, I guess online stockbrokers were a new thing, and everybody could get access to a stock brokerage account from the convenience of their home PC or work PC. And I guess there was a birth or explosion, I guess, of the industry.
Yeah. And I found myself right out, like in college, actually working at a hedge fund, and they had an investor relations side. And it was a little bit, I wouldn't say frowned upon, but the industry, like small cap stocks, I mean, even to today, I tell people that I still do it, and people, you're in penny stocks. I was like, well, I have clients that are small cap companies or public companies, but there are some good ones in there. But how do you navigate through the clutter?
Sure. Well, we have built, and specifically, I dedicated my whole life to studying the stock market. I mean, I never worked on Wall Street. I'm an ex-physicist. I was once upon a time a physicist, and after I studied science, I studied, you know, with strategy and finance and all that kind of stuff. But my life came from a scientific beginning, and just like you, Phil, I got intrigued, you could say, hooked on stock investing at a young age, and I guess like you and I and a lot of our type, I guess, after the dot-com bubble burst, I lost my shirt, or at least, you know, I'd lost a shirt I'd built from investing in stocks all the way through the late 90s. But unlike a lot of my contemporaries and peers, I picked myself up after I lost everything. And I guess I learned some key lessons about what it takes to succeed as a stock investor. And from that point onwards, I employed those lessons, and I've been lucky enough to enjoy 25% compounded annual growth, or 25% in my portfolio every year on average for about 18 years. So that has been, I guess, by most metrics, a very, very good performance. And what my Wall Street has done is taking the ingredients that I personally employed in my life for all those years and codified it so anybody can become a successful, confident stock investor.
What are some of the lessons that you've learned?
Sure. Well, I guess, I mean, we've boiled those lessons down to what we're calling as our six golden rules. And they're very easy to understand. They're very easy to grasp. The first golden rule, which you and I have done, is get started. And, you know, it sounds so obvious, but to get started, there's a transformative effect that happens when you start something, whether it's your first day in school or college or going to the gym or studying, or, you know, the first day, the first album you bought, if you're my age, you know, there's this relationship that forms when you start something. It's like you can remember your first day in high school. You can remember the first guy or girl that, you know, you loved. Everyone can remember their first. So the first golden rule we have is get started, and it's a very obvious one. The second golden rule is never borrow money to buy shares, because borrowings come at a cost, and that cost can sometimes get way heavier than the returns on your folio. And again, fellas, I'm sure you recall back in those days of the early 2000s, a lot of people were buying stock on margins, which is a simple mechanism that a lot of stockbrokers will extend to their clients, where they will lend you money to buy more stock based on the fact that you have an asset in your portfolio. And when the market downturns as invariably it always does, because it's a system that takes two steps forward and one step back. If you have borrowed money, you still owe a fixed amount for those stocks might have gone down in value. So our second rule is never borrow money to buy shares. Our third rule, and this is one that all the greatest investors the world over agree on, and think long term. There is something attractive about going in and out quickly. You know, there's this part of our brain that loves a flutter, that loves a bet, that loves quick feedback, that likes to think they got in and out and made money. But the greatest investors that have ever lived have taken a multi-year and often a multi-decade approach to their investment strategy. So we're not traders here. We don't, like a stock trader very often will go to bed on a Friday night and have no stocks, and then next thing Monday they're right back at it and they're buying and selling. But investors go long term. So that's the third rule, think long term. The fourth rule is diversify. So, you know, you might think you found the next greatest thing and have a lot of evidence to suggest you've invested in the next biggest thing, but nothing is certain. So diversification is really important. And again, if you look at the greatest investors of all time, they all diversify. They all buy multiple stocks. So they buy multiple businesses that they believe in the knowledge that a few of them will succeed, a few of them will dip, and a couple of them should have, let's say, supernormal returns, outstanding returns. The fifth golden rule, Phil, is buy what you believe in. And, you know, this is a simple one. And that's like, you shouldn't own something you don't believe in, like whether it's your car or your apartment or any other asset. You shouldn't own something that skews what you believe in. So it's a simple, buy what you believe in. And as a stock investor, personally, I usually avoid, for example, pharmaceutical, and I avoid fashion, because they're two industries that I find difficult to understand. So I usually avoid them, but I buy the stocks I believe in. And then the sixth golden rule, and the final golden rule, is invest what you can when you can. And that's a simple rule, which is, you know, this is a marathon. It's not a sprint. This is an Ironman competition. So what you basically, you're going the long journey. So put away some money into the stock market when you can afford to do so. So those six golden rules are very simple. Get started. Never borrow to buy. Think long term, diversify, buy what you believe in, and invest what you can when you can.
I love those. I'm keeping those up for me, because a lot of these stocks look so good. I mean, I sit down, you know, I'm on Yahoo Finance, I scroll through, I see a press release on cannabis or something, yeah. And I see a new company that sprouts on the Canadian Stock Exchange, and it's sure. 2 cents. Of course I want to buy, but to apply some of these rules, even the buy what you believe in, and I don't know if it just applies to the industry, but I was going to invest in a company, and I just didn't believe in their management team. I didn't believe in the CEO running the thing. I did my own due diligence, looked around, and just said, you know, this guy's a piece of you know what. Sure. You have to take all of that in account. But it just seemed, how do you hold long term with some of these companies or as an investor when they're so kind of short term minded in a way?
Well, so that's a good one, because you see, it really only takes one stock to change your life. It only takes one stock. And I think most people walk the street today and go, man, had I bought Amazon when I first made a purchase on it, or had I bought Apple when I first saw those white, you know, ear pods or whatever, the headphones, you know, so people, like we're as a race, humans, we're great at looking in the rearview mirror and having regrets. But the truth is, it only takes one stock to change your life. And back in the late 90s, I remember the very moment where I realized there was something super normal about stock investing. And it was that I realized that Dell, which is not in the public consciousness for the most part anymore, Dell stock went up 1,600-fold in the decade that was the 1990s. So a $1,000 investment in Dell on the first day of 1990 would have turned into $1.6 million on the last day of 1999. And, you know, there were attributes that Dell had that other stocks today have. And, you know, fast forwarding a few years, I was I wanted the next Dell. I mean, who doesn't want those kind of returns? And for me, the one stock that changed my life was Netflix, because I'd have to check, but maybe 13 or 15 years ago, I spotted a Netflix attribute that I'd spotted in Dell, in a retrospective way. So I said, these guys, Netflix, are doing something future relevant. They have a passionate founding CEO in Reed Hastings. I can kind of get my head around what they're doing. I understand it. And I can see why video libraries are something that nobody truly loves. They just fulfill a function. So I invested in Netflix and I stuck with it through thick and thin. And that one stock has had a transformative effect on my personal wealth. And I guess what I have to emphasize, all the golden rules are somewhere in there. Like, for example, Netflix wasn't the rocket that we all know it to be for, hey, like the first 8 years, like you got to keep the faith. Same goes for Under Armour. I bought Under Armour so many, many, many years ago. Same thing, passionate founding CEO, challenger brand, putting it up to Nike. Kevin Plank had a nice clear vision of what he wanted to do. And again, Under Armour stock sat down on the floor and stayed there for years and years and years. And there were mornings I woke up and went, why did I buy this again? What the heck is happening? But the resolve, you know, you got to stick with it. You got to go, has this story changed? This thing I bought, I believed in it one day enough to put my money on the table and go, here, you mind that, give me some shares. And that, you got to remind yourself of why you bought and stick with it. So when you say, look at, you know, pot stocks in Canada, or the next best thing that you see, you know, in your field of view, you might be right. And if you just do a little bit of digging, go with your gut, go with your hunch. If you think that the CEO isn't a good woman or guy, don't do it. If you think that this business in 5 years will be burnt in ashes, don't do it. But if you think, you know what, these guys are onto something, you know, so that is the what we advocate, which is, you know, fill your basket full of businesses that you believe in. And you know what, you'll be right. Not with all of them, but with some of them.
This is absolutely fantastic. I love it. My Wall Street, mywallst.com, mywallst.com. Get started. Think long term. Never borrow to buy. Diversify. Buy what you believe in. Invest what you can when you can. You know, I have a lot of friends that listen to the show, and a lot of them, I scroll through their Facebook, and they're young guys. They're like 35, 40, and they're all traveling still. And these guys made a lot of money in like 2000 with this biotech company. And that was my first life saving. It's the world's largest. It's Genentech right now, but it was at one time IDEC Pharmaceutical. And I remember that. Yeah. And I'm from Wisconsin. I was 18. I moved here. It was like 99, 2000. I met this guy that worked there. And then I started meeting all of their employees, because we all went to parties and ate and just all partied a bunch of times. And some of these guys are still traveling just because, you know, the money that they made back then, $6 million, $3 million. Uh-huh.
Living the dream. Good for them.
But then I meet with people that lost it all too.
Yeah. And you see you may bet that those who lost money didn't obey those six golden rules. I mean to say, they of course got started, but they so diversification as a rule doesn't just mean you buy your five favorite pot stocks, because that is, you know, like an ETF, exchange traded fund. It's not truly diversified. You know, if you bought stock in Eli Lilly, or and also had some Facebook, and then also had some Veeva Systems. Now that's diversified, because those three businesses are doing something entirely different.
This is great. This is fantastic. I love it. You know, I have a lot of friends ask me, hey, what stock should I invest in? It's really tough for me to tell someone else what to do. I don't want them to lose. I don't want to be that person that puts someone into something bad. But to give them straightforward information like your platform, this is fantastic. So these apps are Learn and Invest apps. Tell me more about these apps.
Absolutely. So our Learn app, Learn by My Wall Street, and then our flagship product is just called My Wall Street. And you're absolutely right. We used to be called Invest, but two apps. Learn is an app that teaches you everything you need to successfully Dart Stock Investing. It's a free to use app. No registration, no adverts, no hooks, no speed bumps. You literally just download the app and open it. And I and my team have written up everything I've learned on stock investing. It's ranked number one around the world by Apple and Google. I think it's ranked number one in 145 countries for investing. It has thousands and thousands of five-star reviews because people know these guys don't have an angle. They are literally giving everything they've learned free of charge. The Learn app is a very beautiful product that I'm very proud of because it just wants to do good. Our other app, My Wall Street, I'm certain over the passage of time will prove to be the best value stock investing companion ever built. What we do with My Wall Street is we answer that question, Phil, that you mentioned your buddies will have. Every month we pick the one we love the most called Stock of the Month. And behind that comes a lot of research. And that Stock of the Month, our performance of picking winners is unmatched. Our stock selections are beating the S&P 500, which, as you know, is the market index, by an over 200% margin. We have applied the formula that I called out to you earlier, our golden rules, with a little bit more work behind the scenes to picking what we reckon is the best stock right now. And every month we just pick Stock of the Month, and we know a whole bunch of our subscribers are buying that Stock of the Month and automatically building a diversified portfolio of really great businesses.
You know, I shouldn't say this, but I see a lot of apps and financial apps and newsletters and people like me, these penny stock promoters. But I'm looking on your website and I went under the careers tab, and you have a team behind you. This is not just a fly-by-night place. I mean, this is a team. You have an office here in a beautiful building, and you're building out some complex software. It's not just like mine, a newsletter on positive stocks. It's just like, this is algorithms. I mean, this is technology.
Yeah, it is. I mean, you're absolutely right. So we have 22 people here in Dublin. From representing 11 countries, so we're a truly diverse team here in the middle of Dublin, Ireland, and we're backed by some of the biggest names in the world. So the Motley Fool, and one of the US's greatest stock stories or businesses, is our biggest external shareholder, and they've backed us from the very start. And we've got backers from, you know, AIG and Apple and BNY Mellon, and we've got some really great backers. And then we have a great board. So yeah, it's a real business with a really excited, engaged and smart team doing something different.
So you took what you love and just ran with it and said, I'm doing this. I'm all in on this. I need to teach people how to invest. I want them to make clear choices on what shares to buy. I'm going all in.
That is it, Phil. I mean, I used to run a seminar in a hotel about 15 years ago, put an advert in the Irish Times, the main newspaper of Ireland. It was like, if you want to learn everything you need to know about stock investing, come to this hotel on this Saturday. And if you aren't delighted, you don't have to pay on the way out. And that was my passion, was I just wanted people to know the transformative effect of stock investing. And right through to this day, I've been so lucky to be able to pursue that passion and now bring it, touch 2 million lives. And hey, we got 998 million to go, you know, so we got a big ambition. And by the way, Phil, if you don't mind me just saying that, we're for the first time in 15-16 years, I'm running those seminars all over again, one in Dublin and one in New York this year. And if anyone wants to know a little more detail about it, they just have to go to inperson.mywallstreet.com. That's mywallst.com. inperson.mywallstreet.com.
Okay, I'll put that in the show notes as well. So several months ago, for some reason, well, there's a big reason behind it. I met this guy. I'm from, you know, in Wisconsin. He was traveling from Chicago. My brother's, you know, it was just one of his friends, and he was talking about this detection technology. And I actually profiled this company on positivestocks.com on my newsletter. I'm not an investor of this company. But this, they were just talking about it over beers. It was this gunshot detection where we're like a gunshot in a city. A speaker can pick it up or something like that. And then I'm reading right now the notes that you sent in, and here it is, ShotSpotter. Sure. Tell me a little bit about this.
ShotSpotter is one of the smallest stocks we have in our app. What I mean by small is a small market cap. And if I can just explain that for one moment, we, as you know, Phil, you mentioned penny stocks, and they are really risky. They're super volatile and generally have a very small value. So market cap is a quick way of explaining how big a business is, or like as a rule of thumb, how much money you need to spend to buy the entire business. So like we all know that a lot of people know that like Apple and Amazon have passed at points in the past $1 trillion value. And so you need $1 trillion to buy Apple, give or take. So we're down at the other end of the scale with ShotSpotter, but not so small that it's dangerous. So ShotSpotter is a wonderful business because it has a lot of the attributes that we look for in a great investment. It has a passionate founding CEO with a business with a mission to do something good, which is to reduce death by gunshot, or crime by gunshot. And what the ShotSpotter team have done is built some very nice proprietary technology that is growing quickly, that allows police forces in various cities to detect when a gunfire has occurred, where it's occurred, and allows them to dispatch their team to the site of that gunshot in a much faster time. So what it acts as much as, it's a deterrent to gun crime, and it's also a detector of gun crime. And when we look deeper into the business...
Fantastic. Do you wish you were doing something else in life or in your business?
No, I'm in my element, as we say in Ireland. I'm blessed, I'm lucky, I'm whatever you want to call it. I'm doing what I believe in, and I love seeing anyone doing what they believe in. It doesn't matter what it is, but when you've found your passion to have the benefit of giving it a shot and people supporting you to do that. No, I wouldn't like to do anything. I guess I'd like to sleep a little more and hang out with my family some more, but that's what you get when you start a business in growth mode.
So every morning you're passionate, jumping out of bed, getting there and making things happen. Love it.
Yeah. I think maybe it's just in, you know, my DNA, and you're the same. So like every morning I wake up and I actually feel pretty optimistic about everything. I never wake up feeling pessimistic, and I guess that's a real great kind of disposition to have. But I wake up every morning and go, we can do this. We're going to change the world. And don't say I go to bed every night feeling like that, but it's a reset every night. My grandpa's area where that gunfire occurred, and cameras can then immediately pick up, move and look and start to record the scene of the gunshot. So you've got a detection system that alerts the cops, that also records the happenings of that scene in the moment.
I love it. Groundhog Day.
I got you, babe.
Oh, I was thinking about this last night, our show today. I'm definitely downloading. How do we get to this app?
Oh, sure. Well, all you need to do is go into App Store by Apple, or the Play Store, the App Store by Google, and search for My Wall Street. And in that app, you will find my 25 years of experience picking stocks. You will find an unbeaten track history of picking winners. And you'll find the ability to engage with the stock market in a very beautiful way. You get a free trial. Thereafter, it's $10 a month. We have deep brokerage integration, so you don't need to leave the real estate of your phone. There's a no jargon promise. We speak normal English for normal people, and we pick winners. And that's the product.
I went to the App Store on my iPhone. You have a lot of positive reviews and 5 stars. Joined thousands of other successful investors with market-beating stocks handpicked by an expert investing team. The My Wall Street app is your guide to the stock market. Subscribe to start free trial. I'm doing it. I'm in.
Thank you.
I like this no some of this stuff, and I consider myself a smart guy, but boy, I can't even navigate through my Scottrade account or my TD Ameritrade. Some of it's the jargon, the terminology. It's so confusing.
Oh, we've stripped it all out because you know what? That's BS. You don't need that. Like, we're all intelligent people. We've got an extra intelligent user base, but you know what? Nobody needs to know the jargon. They just need to know the facts. And we speak clear, simple English. And the reason the business was called My Wall Street is because we're democratizing Wall Street. We're bringing it into your life. So whether you're in Wisconsin or California or in the middle of Dublin City, this is My Wall Street and I own it.
So how can I support? Oh, wait, what's the ticker symbol or the stock symbol of ShotSpotter?
So ShotSpotter.
Oh, SSTI. I think that's
SSTI,
it.
SSTI, correct. Yeah.
Oh, this is great. I'm loving this, My Wall Street already. I'm on it. Do you trust yourself, Emmett, as a person? Like,
do I trust myself? Sure, of course.
You know, I think all of us have this built-in compass to help us get to wherever we desire to go. But some people forget to trust that compass and refer to it. And I think if you refer to that compass often, you know, with that trust in, I think we can overcome whatever life deals you. So when I asked you, do you trust in yourself? Do you listen to yourself? What guides you? What guides Emmett?
That's wonderful. You know, that is the best question I think I've ever been asked, because my intuition, whenever I've overridden my intuition or my hunch with the words of someone who knows more, it appears that my hunch was right. And I believe, you know, that a hunch is the word, it's the culmination of everything you've ever learned about something brought to a single dot, a single thing inside you. And you and I and everyone listening, we walk and we live our lives and we absorb information. And it then measures up against our internal values, which is a complex set of things that come from so many sources. And then your hunch literally tells you what you believe and you got to go with it. I so totally believe in my inner voice. And what inspires me is that I know what I'm doing is done with good purpose. I know we are going to create a billion successful investors. And I get such a joy every day from reading the reviews that you touched on there a moment ago, Phil, which, you know, we're getting feedback fast from our user base. And we're in a very fortunate position that it's a virtuous upward cycle.
That's why I wanted you on the show. My Wall Street, a resource designed to help people become confident and successful investors. Please visit, download this app. It's awesome. Let me know if you have any questions. I'll put you in contact with Emmett himself, and I'll put all the information down on the show notes. Could you please outline the 6 golden rules of investing again before we conclude?
Oh, absolutely. Very simply, get started. You got to get started. Number 2, think long term. This is a marathon, not a sprint. Number 3, never borrow money to buy. You got to save first and then invest. So don't borrow money to buy shares. Number 4, diversify. And we say target a minimum of 12 stocks across different, you know, industries. Number 5, buy what you believe in. It's that hunch, Phil. It's that you know more than you credit yourself for. And number 6, and finally, is invest what you can when you can. You know, you don't have to go all in at the start. A little often is far better than a loss at the start.
Emmett, I appreciate you spending time with the Positive Phil community. I really do. This was informative and fun.
It was my honor, Phil. Delighted to meet you at last, and very best wishes for you and the rest of the week.
Do the best you can and live each day as it comes. Thank you. I'm excited because I want to make some money. I mean, I do my day job. I do my other 5 entrepreneurial jobs, you know, my 1099s, my W-2s. And I just see a lot of people making that extra income with the market. And just to try to navigate through some of the noisy clutter out there, I believe that this will help me out. So I'm excited to navigate my money through this app. I love it.
Likewise, Phil, that's great. Thank you so much for having me on the show. And we look forward to welcoming you to My Wall Street in Dublin when you're here next.
Ooh, would that be fun? All right. Always believe in yourself and your dreams. Visit My Wall Street. Talk to you later.
All the best, Phil. Thank you.
Bye.